Today I want to talk about how to use the healing spirit to change memories and images. So let's start with beliefs. Beliefs are our mental energy patterns of thought that have been practiced and have become automatic thinking. Automatic thinking can be convenient for us. Automatic thinking means we have already developed our points of view on the subject, so we don't have to take the time to do that again. Some automatic thinking is developed by us using our own resources of intelligence, experience, and observation, and some automatic thinking is delivered to us before we are aware enough to use our own intelligence, experience, and observation. A lot of our education is the automatic thinking of other people delivered to us in a structured environment. As an example of fear-based automatic thinking, consider prejudices. Prejudices are automatic thinking that are passed from person to person, sometimes generation to generation, group to group. So it, in theory, eliminates the need for other people to think about it and make their own decisions through their intelligence, experience, and observations whether something is true or not. The healing spirit is light. It's an energy. In fact, all things could be considered energy with various vibrations. The difference in vibrations is noticed by us, and we call it by various things, one of which is the label density. We say that the sound of the piano is less dense than the physical piano itself. Both the sound and the piano are energy. They just have different frequencies, different amplitudes, which means they have different vibrations, but they are both energy. Now, most of us would agree that the absence of light would leave the space that remains dark. We would use the word dark to describe that space that shows the lack of light or the absence of light. In a common physical sense, anything locked away from light would be darker than if it were exposed to light. Being willing to open our thoughts, feelings, secrets, and experiences to light and look at them again is bringing the healing spirit to those images, beliefs, and automatic thinking. It seems that when we put our attention on a memory, we are delivering energy to that memory. I don't think this is accurate. I think the opposite is happening. That is, more light is being reflected off of that memory, and because we have opened ourselves up by focusing our attention, more light is able to enter us through our eyes, our other senses, and our heart. By choosing a vibrational emotional state for ourselves, as we put our attention on the memory, we allow for the healing spirit to enter us and transform that memory. The higher the vibration of that emotional state we have chosen, the more open we will be. The lower the emotional state we've chosen, the more we are going to close ourselves down mentally, emotionally, and physically. Physically, like on a physiological level. If we realize that memories are simply energy patterns shaped by our awareness at the time of the event, we can start to get a sense we still have power over them. So that memory is an energy pattern. We shaped it according to our awareness, according to our emotional state, according to our understanding. The additional energy that we now add to it, that memory, as we attend to it, literally can clean up the memory and make the memory more valuable. People often overlook this fact. Thoughts, feelings, experiences, memories, and the images are the raw materials of life. As in other aspects of life, raw materials need processing before they can fully serve us as useful items. Normally, we don't see women wearing diamonds that haven't been cut or haven't been polished. We don't see people wearing plain gold nuggets that just came out of the dirt. We don't build our homes or furniture normally right out of trees. we build them out of processed trees, which we call lumber or timber. All the plastics in our environments, if you look around right now, have come from processing petroleum or other oils. Processing is a key to lots of areas of our lives, and if we avail ourselves of that concept, we allow more healing spirit to flow to us and through us. As a teenager, I once thought that I'd like to be a writer, but I decided that I didn't have the talent to be a writer, and this is how I decided. When I wrote something out in longhand, a pen or pencil, I recognized that what I wrote wasn't perfect. And my awareness at that time of what it meant to be a writer said that a person had to sit down, write something in finished form, type it or hand it to somebody who could type it, then they would have it printed onto paper and bound into a book. I had no idea or understanding that a huge amount of processing was needed. In writing, this processing is called by various names: editing, drafting, redrafting, rewriting, and so on. Spell checking. I didn't have any idea that that was normal processing that was required in order to take written words and put them into finished form. So because of that lack of awareness, that lack of understanding, I had bad feelings about myself and my lack of capability to be a writer, and so I disqualified myself from that area. As weird as that story sounds today, I think this is how many of us expect our thoughts, feelings, and actions to be. Perfect the first time, every time. This is so unrealistic. It is so devastatingly limiting to our willingness to learn and grow, to try new things, to give it a go. It's really sad. Because we don't understand that anything done perfectly or amazingly well is either of very little value or is so natural to life, it is a fundamental of life, or it involves an extraordinary confluence of talent and timing, similar to a Mozart. That occurrence, a Mozart, is an occurrence that is so rare, it's not an everyday experience for the rest of us. And we don't appreciate the need for the rest of us to develop, to process, to practice, to refine our thoughts and beliefs, our emotions and our actions and our skills. And even Mozart practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced, despite the fact that early on he showed an amazing talent for music. We have been duped into believing that anything less than perfection is the equivalent of man's fall from grace, the equivalent of expulsion from the Garden of Eden. We have been duped into denying our humanity by locking away our, quotes, secret failings, end quotes, at being perfect, as if we don't want other people to know that we're not perfect. We don't want other people to know that we failed, that we're not perfect. Because of our training, we feel ashamed for displaying human traits. Those are the same traits that have been demonized by priests and preachers with more flaws than we can imagine, and all the while they were telling us that our imperfections were crimes against God. We've been told and taught and scolded into memorizing instead of thinking, regurgitating dogma instead of imagining. We've been taught to agree to be limited by others' rules and deny the natural desire to be free to discover, to use our minds, use our talents, use our inherent goodness. We've been trained to deny our humanhood and urged or forced to accept sheephood as being what God wills for us. I believe that the healing spirit can flow to every part of our lives we are willing to open up. The willingness to think a thought moves that spirit. Being willing to ask your own questions and hear your own answers, not automatic thinking answers, created in a different time or place or context, but new answers that serve you and your highest good, right here, right now. See if this question interests you. What is God's will for me? See if it would be interesting to ask yourself that question. What is God's will for me? The purpose of this question is not to produce a perfect answer the first time it is asked. It is a processing, refining, kind of like alchemy question. You can ask it, hear it, or feel the answer and write it down. Not the answer, but an answer. That's what you're looking for, an answer, and write it down. You could ask this question again and again, over many minutes or hours or days or weeks or months or even years, to see if your awareness will allow you to know your interpretation of God's will for you. Since we have no real understanding of our actual potential as children of God or as spiritual beings with mental, emotional, and physical capabilities, we don't know how much processing is needed to fully produce our potential for expressing godlike qualities. In some circles, even that sentence would be against the rules. That would be blasphemous. It would be heresy. It would be sinful. But asking questions is a powerful way to expand our awareness. So what has this got to do with using the healing spirit to change memories and images? I'm glad I asked. What if people, including you and me, are mosaics constructed out of chunks of energy called thoughts and emotions? What if we use our experiences as the fields from which we collect, gather, harvest, mine, or take ownership of these thoughts and feelings? It helps to recognize that experiences are simply the interactions between chunks of energies, and that memories are the images of those interactions. Depending on our emotional state at the time of those interactions, we're apt to imagine certain meanings regarding those interactions and then attach those meanings to the images. Our entire lives will be filled with this sequence of energy interactions, imagined meanings, and the attaching of those meanings to the images of those interactions. And if the question is, am I effective at that? Ask yourself, how happy am I? How connected to joy am I? How connected am I to my potential? How connected am I to my Creator? And then you'll have the answers. The fact that our life is filled with this sequence of energy interactions, imagined meanings, and the attaching of those meanings to those images of those interactions, that's the good news. The bad news is we're not that skillful usually because we aren't taught that this is what we're actually doing and that this sequence is, in fact, how we create our lives, for better or worse. My organizing principle or belief is this, in quotes, "It is all good," period. My God is good. I believe that we have the power, the right, and the responsibility to see that good in our own experiences and the experiences of others. If we have created memories in the past that seem to contain energy that is not good, we today can change the perception by processing that memory again. We can attend to that memory. That is, we can put our attention on it while being in a higher emotional state. We may not know the exact specifics of that memory, but with intention to process it from a higher vibrational state, a higher emotional state, and to allow healing spirit to flow into it, we can accomplish what we want. This will allow more healing spirit to flow into us, bringing to us a greater awareness of the good that was in that experience that we didn't notice when that experience first occurred. I like this idea. God is good, except good contains one more O. The O of us recognizing God in all things. That O could remind us to open to God, the healing spirit. And in that way, we can change memories and images from the past, which up to this point we perceive as not serving us. We can polish those memories and images. We can cut them, hold them, shape them, so they are as valuable as a polished, beautifully presented diamond. We could appreciate the value of them as if they were smelted, refined gold of the highest quality. We have that power, we have that right, and we have that responsibility. And the healing spirit seeks the same thing for us. I would like to end this service with a prayer. Father God, Mother God, Christ, the source and connection to all that is, thank you for all of our blessings. Thank you for our expanding awareness of the good that you are in our lives every single moment. Thank you for our power to transform using your energy, your gifts, the experiences, images, memories, thoughts, and feelings that we have had over the course of our lives. Help us to know it and to show it in our daily living. Thank you. It is done. Amen.